In sports, UConn women are back in a familiar spot, number one in the Associated Press Women's College Basketball Poll. For the ninth consecutive season, the Huskies have received the pinnacle of the Women's AP Top 25, receiving 26 first-place votes from a 30-member national media panel. The team beat previous number one South Carolina in overtime in a one-versus-two matchup. This is the third consecutive week there's been a different number one team in that poll. That hadn't happened since 2012-13 when Stanford, UConn, and Baylor each took a turn at the top spot. There haven't been four straight weeks with a different number one since 2004. Now here's the whole thing. UConn women have been number one for at least 1 week every season since 2012. That is 9 years. Amazing. Stanford and South Carolina have the next longest active streak at 2 years. Former NFL wide receiver Vincent Jackson was found dead Monday at the Homewood Suites in Brandon, Florida, according to a report by the NFL. He was 38. He put together a solid career, actually, playing with San Diego and Tampa Bay for 12 years. According to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, authorities spoke with him as part of a welfare check just a few days ago. Sheriff's officials said his family initially reported Jackson missing on Wednesday. Deputies tracked him down to a hotel 2 days later, spoke with him, and canceled the missing persons case. Sheriff Chad Cronister said his department has opened an investigation into his death. Basketball legend Michael Jordan is donating $10 million to launch two medical clinics in underserved communities near his hometown in North Carolina. A regional health care system announced Monday. The Novant Health Clinics are set to open in early 2022 in New Hanover County, along with North Carolina's southeastern coast. According to a statement from the system, the gift marks the largest ever gift from a Basketball Hall of Fame athlete, according to news outlets. Major League Baseball has reorganized its minor leagues in a 120-team regional alignment. They released the plan Friday for two AAA divisions and three divisions each for AA, High A, and Low A. 40 affiliates were dropped from 2019, the last season under the old minor league system, and the remaining teams were offered a 10-year license in December, all 120 accepted by Wednesday's deadline. Action last night in the National Hockey League. The Islanders defeated Buffalo by a score of 3-1. The Devils will return to practice to track play against the Rangers. The Rangers and Devils square off tonight. Then the Islanders take on the Sabres. That is also a game that comes up tonight. In the NBA, the New York Knicks won again. This time they defeated the Atlanta Hawks 123-112. Meanwhile, the Nets defeated Sacramento 136-125. The New York Yankees, which are predominantly right-handed, have added a lefty reliever. Free agent Justin Wilson agreed to rejoin the Yankees 6 seasons after first pitching in pinstripes, according to a person familiar with negotiations. Financial terms for that agreement were not immediately known. The deal is pending a physical. Later on Monday night, the Yankees added veteran free agent catcher Robinson Chirinos to a minor league deal. That because they want to have somebody to back up Gary Sanchez and Kyle Higashioka. That is our check on sports this morning at 6:42. All right, who we got there? Yeah, Bill Krasowski says Major League, by reorganizing like that, 40 teams are not going to be playing baseball. But Dutchess County has a New York Yankees affiliate, so that's good news. But 40 small-town teams will no longer be playing Major League Baseball, which is a shame. But like I said, at least in Dutchess County, the Yankees farm system will be playing there. All right. Good morning, Bob. Bob just joined us, along with Bill. When I say just joined us on Facebook Live, we're on Facebook Live every Monday through Friday from 6 until 7 a.m. You get to see me. You get to see me yawn. You get to see me smile. You get to see me look confused, which is most of the time. And you get to see me as I am behind the microphone as the show progresses on. Mike Constey will be in Friday with sports. I'll be back tomorrow with a full check of sports once again here on Robin Hood Radio.